Talking about this earlier, really cool night last night. College Football Hall of Fame banquet. Mac Brown, Frank Beamer, Kerry Collins. I love this. I just don't know why they don't put this on network television. It was on ESPN3 last night if you watch it, but I'm telling you, there's enough networks out. There's enough channels. Put this thing on television. I'd love to hear these speeches. I think everybody should hear these speeches as college football gets celebrated last night. John Lazor, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, joining us a little bit earlier on this Wednesday. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. Lays, give me your favorite Frank Beamer story, either on the field or off.
Yeah, you know, obviously, like anybody who's spent any time around Coach Beamer, I've got a number of them. And most recently, I really was honored, of course, to introduce him at the monument unveiling on his behalf on campus. But my favorite one, I think, will always be from Tech Talk Live after he had announced his retirement following the Boston College game. And, you know, he came on the show like he did every week. And, of course, the first few segments we were talking about, you know, why the decision was made when it was made and how the transfer was going to happen and the process and all those things. And, you know, he had become pretty tired and weary, I think, throughout the course of that season and that week and the things that were happening health-wise for him going in. And we were going to a break, and I said, you know, all right, Coach, enough about that. We've got a football game to play this week. Let's take a break, come back, and we'll do what we do well and get folks ready for the game. And he just kind of sprung up in his chair, and as we went to break, he put his hand on my knee, and he said, thanks, John, you're a good man. And you know, it was pretty cool for me, obviously. I'm sure he probably doesn't even remember it, but you know, I think it epitomized him. He was going to, if I would have spent the entire hour asking him about retirement and all those things, he would have graciously sat there and answered all those questions and done that. But at the same time, he was excited to just talk about football because his team did have a game to play that week. So, you know, he's been phenomenal to me and my wife and my family, my parents. I remember him signing something for my dad when we learned that he was sick, and you know, just things like that. I got 100 of them. Mike Burnup's got 1 million of them. You know, and that's why he is the Hall of Famer that he is.
Good night for a good man. Frank Beamer going into the College Football Hall of Fame. John Lazor is with us on Fox Sports 910. This team is going to a bowl. They're going to the Military Bowl. But what did this team, what did this coaching staff, what did this program show you the past 2 weeks as they found a way to win, not once but twice?
Well, I thought they put actions behind their words, that the future is bright. And the reason I say that, Wes, is because we can sit there and say, oh, all these guys are young and they're going to be better next year and they're going to be more experienced next year. And that's obviously been what we've said and what we've believed. But it was nice to actually see that come to fruition. And the reason I say that is because, of course, Trey Turner was the star of stars against Virginia and had the game that he had and was identified as a playmaker and really started to show what he's capable of. And then you start to dream about what he'll look like when you put 15 pounds on him and you put him out there for all of your offensive snaps. And on the other side of the ball, it was Dax Hollyfield and Rayshard Ashby. I thought that really shined in those two games, along with some of the other guys that didn't get recognition earlier in the season or may have struggled. Bryce Watts, I felt like, played very well and did it with a broken forearm. So, you know, I think I was very validating, obviously, to win the games and to keep your streaks intact, because as Coach Fuente said going into Virginia, if they're going to get us, they better get us this year. And I think he would like to rephrase that if he could, but I know where the sentiment he was going, and that point was, you know, we were going to have this year, and it was made worse by some of the other departures and some of the guys that no longer are with the program. But at the same time, we build from here, and I don't think you'll see Virginia Tech football as weak as it was at times this year, and the fact that everything comes through that intact, look out in the years to come, quite frankly.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a coach here, because the bowl, it may be up the road in Annapolis, it's still an experience, it still keeps the tradition, it still keeps the streak, but a coach will say, and they're right, those extra practices, that extra month of being together, and that's a big thing, that this team doesn't have to break up by NCAA rules, that they can stay together for another month, because right now that development is starting to kick in and you're starting to see guys, it's starting to click with some guys.
Yeah, what's interesting, you know, I think Cincinnati's got to be thinking to themselves, come on, we got to get that team, you know, that's obviously trending in the right direction. We would have loved to play them in the early portion of November. But, you know, Wes, I'm excited to see what this team's going to look like in a bowl game. You know, the last couple of years, it was the other way. It was like, okay, our guy's going to be distracted. Is Isaiah Bucky going to be thinking about going to the NFL draft? You know, is this Gerard Evans' last game? Things like that. Last year, obviously, on the defensive side, you know, is this team going to be up? And they were able to get up in the second half of the belt South Bowl, and then last year I thought just ran into a team that was better than them in Oklahoma State. But this year, you know, it's really going to be interesting. Where's Trey Turner going to be after 12 more practices and another month of physical maturing? And where is this team going to be when you're presumably a lot more healthy than you've been over the last half of the season? So, yeah, I can't wait for the bowl. I know Justin Fuente and Brad and Bud are exceptionally excited about the fact that they get to stick together. And also it shortens that window between, particularly playing in a bowl game on December 31st, which outside of New Year's Six and the playoff is about as late as you can play. And it shortens that window between then and spring ball, which starts so early these days now at the end of February, that you're not apart for all that long. And you can just continue that growth. And I think from all parties concerned, at least from a tech perspective, it was the best of all case scenarios.
John Lazor will be calling, along with Mike Burnup and Andrew Allegretta, the Military Bowl, December 31st. He will be calling tonight with Mike Burnup, VMI, Virginia Tech basketball, as they get back on track against, who was it, Saturday, Central Connecticut State? The Fighting Danielle Marshalls? The Fighting Danielle Marshalls, as you told me. I know it's not the most exactly the most compelling non-conference schedule, but what are you looking here? They got Washington next week. What are you looking? What are you watching? What's standing out to you in this non-conference part for Virginia Tech?
Well, what's interesting, I think, about the games they've played to this point was some of the teams that they've played don't have that name recognition, but this schedule has actually been quite a bit tougher than the one that they've played, and that doesn't speak volumes to the schedule they've played the last couple of years, don't get me wrong, but Northeastern was a very quality team, for example. St. Francis was a very good team, and a lot of these teams are predicted to win their conferences, so I think the Hokies have played very well in the non-conference portion, save obviously for Penn State and on the road not having the energy and the fight that Coach Williams would like. And it's not like you're bringing in Kentucky, although the Hokies would have loved to play them, and Kentucky backed out of it. But at the same time, I think they have ramped up the schedule a little bit. Now, Central Connecticut State and the opponents this week are probably a little bit of a departure, but it all kind of makes sense. You look at this VMI team that comes in here tonight, Wes, and they're going to try to play some zone concepts and some bluff zone where they open in a zone shell and then just switch off on everything, try to get you to run your man sets against it. So I think for the Hokies, what they've been working on in practice this week is the ability to dent that zone with dribble penetration, and obviously that is in preparation for VMI, but also down the road against Washington, because Washington, if they can win that game and then kind of strut into ACC play, I think you're going to be looking at a top 20 team like they are now, poised and ready to try to make some hay in the ACC, and it will have all worked out well.
Risk the Pipes will be listening tonight. You can hear it on 96.1 FM. John Lazor, Mike Burnup, it's Virginia Tech basketball. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Have yourself a good Wednesday.
You got you, my friend. Thanks.